find somebody who I know can finish and close the show. We're joined right now by a wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons. He's entering his second season. He was selected number 8 overall in 2022. Of course, he played his college ball at USC. Last season, he set Falcons rookie records with 72 receptions. He had nearly 900 receiving yards. He had 4 touchdowns. The Falcons are going to open up their regular season by hosting Carolina on September 10th. We are joined via Zoom by Drake London. Drake, you're looking good, dude. How you feeling?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on.
Great to have you on. So let me ask you, there was so much hype and expectation of you coming out of college. Understandably so, you were electric. I'm curious, what was it like for your first year in the NFL? When you spend your whole lifetime working towards something, was it what you expected or were there some surprises?
Definitely some surprises here and there, but it was something that I expected for sure. This is not an easy sport. It's hard to get into the doors as it is. So it was definitely what I expected, but there were some surprises here and there.
Like, what was surprising to you? What was challenging for you? Like, things that always came kind of easily for you. What was different or challenging for you? What surprised you?
I think just the mental aspect of the game, to be honest. All the vets out there, they know what spot they're supposed to be in, so they can play with their mind more than their body. And that's what sets a lot of people apart.
Drake London joining us. I think that makes sense, right? You take some time to figure out the game and to slow the game down. I thought you had a really productive season. Like I mentioned, you set a Falcons rookie record with the 72 receptions, nearly 900 yards. You said recently that you thought that season was just decent. What do you mean by decent? What were your expectations for that first year?
My expectations were through the roof, you know. Being the competitive person that I am, I want to do everything for the team. So I would just say that my mentality going into last year was, you know, do everything I possibly could. I felt like I had a lot of hiccups, and there's still a lot left on the plate that I can go out there and I can finish.
We're talking to Drake London. You know, last year I thought was so interesting in terms of the receiver class. You had 6 wideouts taken in the first 20 picks. That was a record. I'm curious, like, you're worried about yourself. You're worried about your team. I understand that. Were you kind of looking out of the side of your eye, tracking other guys like Chris Olave and the Offensive Rookie of the Year, Garrett Wilson? Were you looking to see how they did and the kind of numbers they were putting up?
I mean, of course, I was looking at that. I mean, it's kind of in your face with new age social media all the time. But at the same time, I feel like our wide receiver class is very, very close as just people we are. And I mean, I was rooting for them at the same time, and they're out there doing their thing. So I'm happy for them.
Hey, Drake, you're right. It is like the way new age media or new social media is, it is in your face. It's always in your face. It's hard to get away from. So I'm curious, how do you approach that? I mean, do you use that? Is it fuel? Or do you try and stay away from that and not let it distract you?
I mean, you can always use it as fuel, but at the same time, there's going to be negative and positive, and they could both have bad effects on you. So just keeping a level head and staying on the path that, you know, that I'm trying to go on, and not really let the outside noise deteriorate me from my tracks.
I like what you just said, that it can be positive and it can be negative, and both can have negative effects on you. What's worse, somebody telling you how awesome you are all the time or somebody telling you you suck?
I'll probably have to go with how awesome you are. You could kind of get too big of a head and forget where you at, where you came from, your humble groundings and things like that. If somebody says something negative, you could take that as fuel and up your game from there. But I'll probably say the positive things can kind of get to your head too much.
I like that. Drake London joining us. Let me ask you about your fellow rookie, Desmond Ridder. He started quarterback for the last 4 games of the year. Do you feel like you and he were able to get on the same page during that month? And then how do you make, or what do you make of the way he played?
Well, to his point of playing, I think he did a great job for the circumstances that he was put in, straight thrown into the fire at the end of the season. And he made his plays. He was being a leader. He was doing a great job. So that's what I'll say about that. And then the last question, sorry, I kind of forgot it.
Were you guys on the same page? What was it like to mesh with him in that limited time you had together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, since since we came in here, we kind of started a connection there, and it just kept on growing overseas, and it keeps on growing as today. And we're still working on things, working out kinks, and just trying to get better.
We're talking to Drake London. So, Drake, you were a top 10 pick, and then this year the team exercises another top 10 pick on running back Bijan Robinson. I keep saying it, but man, I love the guy. I love the guy as a player. I love the guy off the field, and I keep saying it over and over again, but I really do. What are your early impressions of Robinson, and then how much more dynamic do you expect the offense to be with a back as versatile as he is?
Yeah, I'll just go into the person that Bijan is first. That's what stood out to me the most. He's a humble guy. He has crazy work ethic, and he's just a people's person, you know? You could talk to him whenever you want, anything like that. And then when you get on the field, as you can see what we're watching right now, I mean, he's a beast. And what Coach Arthur Smith likes to preach is that we play positionless football. So wherever he's at, me, whoever's on the field, we're just going to try to play positionless football and be explosive.
Drake, you're a pro. I don't even think you realize what you just did. I love guests who reference video when we're running B-roll. That was a pro's pro move right there. Good job by you. You mentioned your head coach, Arthur Smith. You know, he's committed to the run last year. He is still. I'm always fascinated to see the new breed of head coach and how they relate to the new breed of players. You know, dudes like Mike McDaniel, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. What about Arthur Smith? Yeah, a little bit different than the guys I just mentioned, but it seems to me he's got kind of this old school vibe with a new age approach. What's he like to play for?
Just physical, all the above, but at the same time, like you said, he has a new way of coaching people too. He didn't just come in and be an old school. At the same time, he knows how to get people to do his own players to be the best that they possibly can be, and that's what I've seen since the first day I've been in here.
Hey, Drake, where do you come out now? Like, as a younger guy, do coaches need to approach it differently? I mean, do you want to be coached hard all the time? And will that make you better? Or does that no longer work? And because times have changed, do these old school coaches have to change with the times? Like, what kind of a coach do you want to play for?
I think the coach that I want to play for and what coach tough love. I think that's the perfect way to put it. He's going to be hard on you, not going to really give you too many compliments, you know, but at the same time, he's going to let you know when you did that great job that you're doing good for the team.
I like it. Drake London joining us. So before you go, of course, you played your college ball at USC. You're a SoCal native. I understand the conference realignment is all the rage. And I know why, it's obvious, but I'm having a hard time still, even as somebody who grew up in Los Angeles myself, getting my head around the fact that USC and UCLA are going to be in the Big Ten after all this time. Does that seem weird to you at all?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I grew up watching the Pac since as long as I can remember, you know? I mean, I guess it's bigger and better things over there in the Big Ten. And I think we're ready to go over there and take what's ours.
It's going to be really interesting to see, really different. He's a wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons. He was taken number 8 overall, had that good rookie season, although Drake, you said, was decent. Expecting huge things from you this coming year. It's good to have you on the show, man. Thank you so much. You look great.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate your time, Drake. Pro. Total pro. And an electric player. Big fan. So that's Drake London. I like the way he shows up, too. And I do love that. I get a kick out of that. I don't think he thought anything of that. But when you're on Zoom and you're doing an interview live and we're rolling B-roll and he just kind of casually said, as you can see right there with Bijan, that was a pro move right there. That was really smooth. You can't teach that.